The number of adults in the U.S. who say they believe in God or regularly attend a religious service has been on the decline for years nationwide, but is growing in our state, according to the Pew Research Center. Some Christian churches are experiencing growth in the country's least religious demographic, millennials. WOSU's Adora Namiga Day reports that group is founding and finding non-traditional pop-up churches around central Ohio.
Heavy bass and synthetic beats welcome Sunday worshipers to 514 Church, a non-denominational Christian church that started in New Albany in 2010.
We don't assume that people care about God. We don't assume that people know about him.
That's Pastor Joel Kovacs. He wears light wash jeans, a short-sleeved hoodie, and sneakers this particular Sunday. The service's first speaker, a stand-up comedian who opens with a game.
Please welcome your host, Daniel Carr.
I don't think it's fluff. I think it's incarnation. I think it's like taking the word and becoming flesh and like trying to like connect with people.
514 is a pop-up church, a church that planted itself wherever space was available. In 514's case, the New Albany K-1 Elementary Gymnasium. It is one non-denominational church among about 20 that have sprung up since 2010. A few large churches draw 1,000 people each weekend. Some have multiple locations. Meet Matt Meacham. He's 31 and he is not a Christian, but he came to 514 for the first time just because he was curious.
I am seeking and trying to learn more about religion, and my fiance's co-teacher has been coming forever and said it'd be a great place to learn.
Nick Nye started Veritas Community Church with three other people in his living room in 2008. 3 years later, they started renting building space.
It was creepy for people coming into this dumpy warehouse.
Veritas means truth in Latin. Nye says they get a lot of explorers, people just looking for a deeper meaning to life, but who aren't sure where to find it.
That's what young people really want, is that authentic connection into the community and the city, but also that theological foundation, that real grounded in, okay, not everything is relative.
He says about 1,100 people attend one of its four campuses weekly.
From all ethnicities, from all socioeconomic backgrounds.
And about 90% of them are young adults.
A lot of other pastors come to me and they say, okay, how are you reaching all these young people? And I'm asking them, how do you reach some old people?
The church's location helps. It's in the Short North, a Columbus neighborhood known for free thinking.
A lot of people move here to get away from maybe rural, suburban mindsets of like Christianity is the normal American thing to do.
Usually, religion passes from the parents to the children. A Pew study finds 56% of people have the same faith from their childhood, but local non-traditional pastors say they're seeing the opposite. Children are bringing their parents. 20 and 18-year-olds Beneva and Christina Ganther introduced their parents to Veritas a few years ago.
We had a friend in college who recommended this church. He goes to OSU, and he said it was good, so we decided to give it a shot.
Its numbers growing. 514 is looking to move out of the gym.
We are getting to that place where we have to have overflow.
514 is fundraising to move out of the school into its own space.
We purchased 8 acres off of Hamilton Road in 161, the new development there.
They've raised $10.5 out of $12 million and expect to start building this year. Other churches are buying land and constructing new buildings too. And some, like 514, are considering expanding beyond the physical world.
We're trying to develop an online campus. The church needs to get on board. They need to be incarnate in the internet.
Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.